Time for You Tell Me. We take a deep breath, absorb the intelligence of KTVB owner, general manager, Paul Gleiser.
That's a short gasp.
Your wife paid me to say that.
No, she didn't. We're sponsored by K.E. Sellers, Tyler's European-style boutique winery in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall. It's already the holiday social season. My wife filled me in yesterday on two weekend dates where we're invited. Well, actually, she's invited, and I get to come along. That's how it works. I won't go empty-handed. You shouldn't either. I recommend a visit to K.E. Sellers, where you can try any of the fine Texas wines that they offer and select one to bring to any social gathering you attend this holiday season. It's not a package store. It's a working winery, and you can taste anything before you buy it, and you cannot make a mistake. Unlike the package store, the people at K.E. Sellers are knowledgeable and passionate about fine wine, so you can get the help you need making the right selection. If you're invited to a holiday gathering, be sure you're invited back next year. Make a stop at K.E. Sellers before you go. Pick up a bottle of wine at the French Quarter in Tyler on South Broadway across from the mall. And when you go, be sure to tell them Paul Gleiser sent you. This past week, for the first time, Hillary Clinton's carefully controlled, highly scripted, enormously disciplined political mechanism hiccuped. At the Democratic presidential candidates' debate on October 31st in Philadelphia, Tim Russert asked her for her stand on the decision by New York Governor Eliot Spitzer to issue driver's licenses to illegal aliens. Here's what she said.
You know, Tim, this is where everybody plays gotcha. It makes a lot of sense. What is the governor supposed to do? He is dealing with a serious problem. We have failed, and George Bush has failed. Do I think this is the best thing for any governor to do? No. But do I understand the sense of real desperation trying to get a handle on this? Remember, in New York, we want to know who's in New York. We want people to come out of the shadows. He's making an honest effort to do it. We should have passed immigration reform.
For once, I find myself agreeing with Obama and Edwards.
Unless I missed something, Senator Clinton said two different things in the course of about 2 minutes.
I was confused on Senator Clinton's answer. I can't tell whether she was for it or against it.
Neither can I. Just answer the question, Senator. The trouble is she can't. For a whole list of reasons having to do with her far-left base, Hillary cannot afford to answer the question, and she lacks the skills of her husband to make the question go away. Bill would have handled it differently. He would have said,
You know, Tim, I'm real glad you asked me that question. You guys do a real good job organizing these debates and creating a forum for those of us who want to lead our country to be able to speak directly to the American people. It's important work, Tim. I really appreciate the hard work that you do. You know, Tim, when I was about 14 years old growing up in Arkansas, I saw how hard my mama was struggling to keep body and soul together, and I wanted to do anything I could to help. I was too young, of course, to get a driver's license, but I did have my granddaddy's old pickup truck that just barely ran. Everybody knew I was too young to drive, but they knew I was driving to that low-paying job I was able to get, and they just kind of looked the other way. You know, today somebody would be afraid to go to jail for not having a driver's license, so I know it's a really tough issue that faces any governor. I faced a lot of similar issues when I was governor, and it was always tough on me. I like that tie, by the way.
As we learned in 8 years, Bill Clinton is fatally flawed. He lacks a moral compass. He's astonishingly self-centered. He is given to sociopathic behavior. He's a user of people. He will ruthlessly destroy an enemy. He seeks power for the sake of power and will bend his principles into any shape necessary. How is Hillary different? The answer is she's not, except for the fact that she's not as likable as Bill is. At the Democratic National Convention in Boston in 2004, I saw Hillary in an unguarded moment talking to an aide. I felt sorry for the aide. The way she talked to that young woman was shameful, and you had to see it in order to really appreciate it. But aside from her nastier temperament, she has exactly the same instincts as Bill. She will say whatever she has to say or dissemble when she has to dissemble in order to advance her ambitions. Current polls say she has a slightly better than 50-50 chance of being our next president. Now, I'm not talking politics here. For right now, it's not about conservative versus liberal, higher taxes or lower taxes, universal health care, or any of the other ideological issues. It's really about the Clintons as people. Do you really believe that the Clintons have changed in the 8 years since they last resided at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? If you believe they've changed, what is your basis for that belief? It can't be Hillary's answer to Tim Russert's question. That was pure Clinton evasion on a politically touchy question, minus the skill and the charm. If you believe the Clintons are the Clintons, are we ready for that circus to come back to town? Even if you're a committed liberal Democrat, are you ready for the fresh round of travel gates and whitewaters and Chinese fundraisers and rental of the Lincoln bedroom and all the rest? Are you ready for the backwash of lawsuits and allegations and perpetual controversy that inevitably follows this couple? The American form of government is sufficiently brilliant in its design as to survive the policy failures of one or another president. If Hillary's elected, I'm sure the Republic will survive. But for my money, even if I agreed with her politics, and believe me, I don't, I'm certain that I can't stand the thought of the Clinton dramas back on the national stage. That's my word. What's yours? Go to ktbb.com/youtellme, and you tell me. The Clinton Circus, you want it back in town? It could happen. I want to know at ktbb.com/youtellme. I'm Paul Gleiser.